All right, let's dive in. We've got a whole pile of articles and advice from gardenadvice.co.uk, and I'm ready to get my hands dirty.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. You know, it's January, so it's definitely winter gardening time.
It is. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, winter, just let the garden be.
Right. Like nothing to do.
But Garden Advice has a different perspective, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm intrigued. So what do they have to say about that?
Well, they really emphasize the importance of winter gardening for setting the stage for a successful season.
I see. So it's not just about keeping things alive. It's about prepping for spring.
Exactly. It's about getting those plants and the soil ready for a beautiful and bountiful spring.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the specific tasks they recommend for, say, this week in January?
Well, they have this really cool detailed calendar.
Oh, nice.
And it outlines tasks for each week.
Okay.
And for this week, they're really focused on protecting plants from the elements.
Makes sense. It's cold out there.
It is. And, you know, getting a head start on sowing seeds indoors.
Oh, indoors. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with protection. They seem to really stress protecting tender plants from frost. Why is that so important?
Well, think of it like this. When plants are exposed to extreme temperatures, it can damage their tissues and weaken their overall health.
Oh, so it's not just about surviving the cold. It's about minimizing stress.
Exactly. You're giving them a cozy blanket to help them weather the storm and come out stronger in the spring.
That makes total sense. So what do they recommend for protecting plants? Like, what are the go-to methods?
Well, they suggest horticultural fleece.
Okay.
Or cloches, even good old blankets.
Oh, I've used blankets before.
Yeah, to tuck in that delicate foliage overnight.
Especially for anything borderline hardy, right?
Especially, or those young, vulnerable plants.
Yeah, those little babies.
And make sure those coverings are secured.
Oh, yeah, don't want them flying off in the wind.
Right. Wind can really whip them off in the night.
Good point. Now, container plants, those are always a bit tricky in winter.
They are, for sure.
What do they suggest for those?
Well, they say insulation is key for containers.
Okay.
So raising them up on pot feet.
Okay.
For better drainage. And then wrapping them snugly in bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap? Seriously?
Yeah. Or burlap.
I never thought of bubble wrap.
It's a surprisingly effective way to create a little microclimate for the roots.
That's brilliant. Now, what about mulching?
Mulching. Absolutely essential.
Yeah, I know it's a big one for winter.
It is. It acts like a warm blanket for the roots, protecting them from deep soil-chilling frosts.
Right. And it helps retain moisture, too, right?
It does. Plus, it suppresses weeds. So, bonus.
So many benefits. Any recommendations on the type of mulch to use?
They suggest organic mulches, like shredded bark.
Okay.
Compost, well-rotted manure.
Ah, got it.
Those break down slowly, adding nutrients as they decompose.
I love it when nature does the work for you.
Me too.
Okay, so we've bundled up our plants. We've got our mulch down. Now, I want to talk about something that I find a little surprising. Sowing seeds indoors.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds counterintuitive.
Because I always thought that was a springtime activity.
It is, traditionally.
But they're suggesting starting seeds in the middle of winter.
Well, they do say you absolutely can.
Really?
And they have some specific recommendations for seeds to start now.
Like what?
Dahlias.
Go.
Sunflowers.
Sunflowers inside. Wow.
Yeah. Cosmos, pyrethrum, and sweet peas.
So we're talking seed trays, modules.
Exactly. Tucked away in a heated greenhouse or a bright warm windowsill.
Okay, so we're kind of tricking the seeds into thinking it's spring.
We are. But, you know, it's not just warmth.
Right.
They also stress the importance of using a good seed starting compost.
Oh, of course.
It's got to be light, free draining, and sterile.
Yeah, you don't want those fungal issues.
No, especially with seedlings. They're so vulnerable.
Makes sense. Anything else to keep in mind?
Well, light is super important.
Right.
To prevent leggy seedlings, keep them near a light source.
Okay.
And don't forget to water carefully.
The delicate balance.
Exactly. Moist, but not drowned.
Got it. Now, I know a lot of people are itching for some blooms after a long winter.
I hear that.
Is there anything we can do to encourage that? Like early flowering?
Well, if you prepped potted spring bulbs earlier, like iris reticulata or daffodils,
okay,
now is the perfect time to bring them out of their cool, dark hiding places.
Ah, so that's what forcing bulbs means.
It is. The trick is to transition them gradually.
So they don't get shocked.
Exactly. From cool to warmer conditions, find a spot with bright, indirect sunlight.
Okay.
Keep the soil moist, and then once the blooms fade, let the foliage die back naturally.
Got it. So it's like recycling beauty, right?
I like that. You can store those bulbs for next year.
Okay, so we've protected our plants, we've started our seeds, and we've got our bulbs ready to bloom. What's next?
Well, they also suggest taking cuttings from certain plants now.
Wow.
Skimmia japonica
Okay.
and hydrangeas.
Is this really a good time to take cuttings?
It's the ideal time for these particular plants,
Okay.
especially if you want to increase your stock for free.
Who doesn't love free plants?
Right, so for Skimmia japonica, you can go for semi-ripe or hardwood cuttings,
Okay.
and hydrangeas prefer hardwood cuttings taken from mature stems.
So, walk me through it. What do we do?
All right, so you want sections about 6 to 8 inches long.
Right.
Remove any soft tips, just leaving a few leaf buds on each cutting.
Okay.
You can dip the base in rooting hormone powder.
If you want.
It gives them a boost, but it's not strictly necessary.
Right.
Then nestle those cuttings into cutting compost,
Okay.
or a mix of peat-free compost and horticultural grit.
Sounds good.
And then a sheltered spot, like a cold frame
Okay.
or an unheated greenhouse, is ideal.
For those cuttings.
Yes, protection from the elements, but still good air circulation.
Right, makes sense.
Water sparingly, be patient.
Patience is key.
It is. It can take weeks, even months, for those roots to emerge.
Speaking of patience, let's talk compost.
Ah, compost. Nature's recycling program.
It is, and winter is a great time to add those fallen leaves to the compost bin.
It is. Remember, a good balance of browns, like those leaves,
Right.
and greens, like kitchen scraps.
Perfect.
And I know you've probably heard you should cover the compost heap in winter.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, it helps keep it warm.
Oh, okay.
Speeds up decomposition during the cold months.
So it's like a cozy winter home for those beneficial organisms.
Exactly. You can use an old carpet or a plastic sheet.
Okay.
But just remember to check for any hibernating wildlife before adding new material or turning it.
Good point. Wouldn't want to disturb anyone.
No.
Okay, so we've covered protecting plants, seed starting, bulb forcing, cuttings, and composting. What else is on the winter gardening to-do list?
Well, they also recommend tackling overwintering pests.
Ah, those pesky pests.
Right, with a winter wash.
Okay, so what is a winter wash exactly?
Usually a dormant oil
Okay.
or an organic-based treatment.
And what does it do?
It helps control aphids, scale insects, mites, even fungal spores.
So it's like a preventative measure.
Exactly, to protect your plants from a spring pest invasion.
I like it. It's like giving them a good deep clean before the growing season starts.
Exactly. And the key is to apply it on a calm day when
Oh,
temperatures are above freezing.
got it.
Thoroughly coat the trunk,
Okay.
branches, stems of your fruit trees, roses, and fruit bushes.
So we're trying to get into all those nooks and crannies.
Exactly. That's where those pests like to hide.
Smart. Any other tips for using winter wash?
Safety first. Always wear gloves and goggles when handling those horticultural sprays.
Good reminder.
And ventilation is crucial.
Especially in a greenhouse or polytunnel.
Especially.
Okay, good advice. Now, I'm wondering about the lawn. Anything we need to be doing for our lawns in the winter?
There is. They recommend spiking your lawn.
Spiking the lawn, what's that about?
It improves drainage,
Okay.
encourages deeper root growth.
So, why do we need to spike it?
Well, over time, lawns can become compacted,
Right.
which leads to waterlogging and poor root
I
development.
see. So, we're kind of like aerating it.
But you are. You can use a lawn aerator, a garden fork, or a hollow tine aerator.
Okay.
Aim for holes about 2, 3 inches deep, spaced every few inches.
Got it.
If your lawn's prone to waterlogging, brush in a top dressing of loam and sand into those holes.
Oh, that's a good tip. And avoid heavy foot traffic, I imagine.
Especially if the ground's soggy or frozen.
Right. Don't want to undo all that hard work.
No, definitely not.
Okay, so what about the vegetable garden? Is it too early to start planting anything out there?
Well, it depends what you want to plant.
Okay.
But now is a good time to plant garlic bulbs and asparagus crowns.
Ooh, I love both of those.
They're delicious. For garlic, choose a sunny, well-draining spot.
Okay.
Break the bulbs into individual cloves.
Got it.
Plant each clove pointy end up, about 2 inches deep and 6 inches apart.
And asparagus, that's a little trickier, right?
It can be.
So what do they say about that?
Prepare a well-draining bed enriched with lots of organic matter
Okay.
and plant those crowns in a trench, gently fanning out the roots.
So garlic's fairly straightforward.
It is.
But asparagus needs a bit more prep work.
A bit more, yeah.
And I imagine both need some protection from frost,
You're right.
especially with those young plants.
Especially if a hard frost is on the horizon, cover them with fleece.
Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
Okay, before we wrap up this section on winter tasks, I have to ask about wisteria.
Oh, wisteria. Those beautiful cascading blooms.
They're stunning.
But they can be a bit intimidating.
So, what do they recommend we do for wisteria in January?
Well, January is a good time for winter preening because the wisteria is dormant and leafless.
So it's easier to see what you're doing.
Exactly. You can really see the structure.
So what do we prune?
Cut back those summer side shoots
Okay.
to two or three buds from the main framework.
And why do we do that?
It encourages flowering spurs, which means more blooms.
Oh, so we're actually encouraging more flowers by pruning them back.
Exactly. You're channeling that plant's energy into flower production.
I see. That's fascinating.
It is. You also want to remove any dead or tangled growth
Okay.
and tie in new leaders to a sturdy support or trellis.
So pruning, tidying, and training.
Exactly. Like shaping a living sculpture.
That's a great way to put it.
It is. And by taking the time to do this now, you'll be rewarded with a stunning display come spring.
That's a great way to end this part of our deep dive into Garden Advice's weekly winter tasks. But there's so much more to explore. We'll get into their ongoing winter gardening tips, those personalized services, and that new course launching in 2025 after a quick break. Stay tuned.
All right, so we've got those winter gardening tasks covered. Anything else we should be keeping in mind as we head into the colder months?
That's a great question. There is actually, and Garden Advice has some really excellent ongoing tips.
Oh, I like those.
That go beyond just those specific tasks.
Okay.
And they really emphasize staying off of frozen or waterlogged soil.
Ah, makes sense, yeah.
Right. Walking on soggy or frozen ground compacts the soil.
It
It damages the structure.
makes it harder for plants to thrive.
Right. It's like squeezing all the air out of a sponge.
No
Exactly.
wonder they struggle.
And then while you're kind of taking a break from the heavy garden work,
Yeah.
they recommend using the downtime to clean and sharpen your tools.
Oh, always a good idea.
Right.
A well-maintained tool.
It's a joy to use.
It is. It makes gardening so much more enjoyable.
I think of it as like giving your tools a spa day.
I love
So
that.
they're ready to go in the spring.
Perfect analogy.
And lastly, don't forget about those indoor plants.
Whoa, the indoor plants.
If you brought any indoors for the winter,
Right.
keep a watchful eye out for those pests.
Oh, yes, the pests. They don't take a break.
They don't. Fungus gnats,
Yeah.
spider mites, mealy
All
bugs.
the usual suspects.
They're always lurking.
They are.
So early detection is key there.
Absolutely. You got to stop them before they take over.
Okay, so we've got the essentials of winter gardening down. But I want to circle back to those personalized
Oh,
services.
yes, those are interesting.
You mentioned something called My Garden Team.
I did. My garden team is all about connecting gardeners with expert guidance.
So it's like having a personal gardening coach.
It is tailored to your specific needs and goals.
That sounds amazing because I am always second guessing myself in the garden.
I think we all do at some point.
Right. Is this the right spot? Am I printing this correctly?
Exactly. All those questions. It would be so helpful to have an expert on hand.
I know. And what I find fascinating about my garden team
Yeah.
is their focus on transformation.
Transformation.
It's not just about maintaining a garden.
Right.
It's about creating something beautiful and fulfilling.
Yeah, I love that.
And they have this heartwarming story on their website about a gardener named Sally in Wiltshire,
Sally and Wilcher, okay.
whose garden underwent a stunning transformation thanks to their services.
Wow, that's amazing. A real life success story.
I know. It's so inspiring.
It is. It shows you what's possible.
Okay, so speaking of empowering gardeners,
Yes.
let's talk about those Garden Advice gardening courses.
Okay.
You mentioned a new one launching in 2025.
I did. And they're inviting everyone to embrace the future of horticulture.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing.
Doesn't it?
I'm thinking cutting-edge techniques, sustainable practices,
Yeah.
maybe even some AI integration.
Ooh, they did mention using AI images for garden bank planting ideas.
Yeah, imagine the possibilities.
It's exciting.
I know, right? A course that combines traditional wisdom with the latest technology. Sign me up.
Me too. It's great to see how technology can enhance our understanding of gardening.
Right, and with the growing interest in sustainable gardening practices.
Yeah, it's definitely top of mind for a lot of people.
I'm sure they'll be incorporating innovative approaches to promote both the beauty and the health of our gardens while being mindful of the environment.
It's a great point.
So I'm really curious to see what they have in store.
Me too. But let's
Yeah.
not forget about their existing courses.
Right, of course.
They have a range of options for different levels,
They do.
from beginners to more experienced gardeners.
Yeah, actually, I'm really interested in those courses for beginners.
Okay.
I have a friend who's just starting out and she's feeling a bit overwhelmed.
It can be a lot to take in.
I think a structured course would be perfect for her.
I agree. And what's great about these courses is they're tailored to your specific garden and goals.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So they cover everything from basic techniques to more advanced topics, but in a personalized way.
I love that. It's like having a personal gardening tutor by your side.
It is, guiding you every step of the way.
It takes the guesswork out of it, gives you confidence to try new things.
Absolutely. It's all about empowering people to create the gardens of their dreams.
Exactly. And speaking of empowering gardeners, I have to mention their initiative for young gardeners.
Oh, yes. The Young Gardeners Sunflower Competition.
I saw that on their website.
It's a fantastic way to get kids excited about gardening.
I know. It's so important.
It is. Sparking that creativity and passion for growing things from a young age.
And sunflowers are such cheerful plants.
They are. It's a win-win.
It is. Okay, so we've covered a lot in this deep dive.
We have.
We've talked about winter tasks, the importance of soil health, protecting plants from the elements, and we've explored all these amazing resources that Garden Advice offers, like the personalized services and those fantastic courses.
It's been a great conversation.
It has. Is there anything else you want to highlight before we move on?
I think it's just worth reiterating that Garden Advice is an amazing resource for any gardener.
Agreed.
No matter your skill level.
They really do.
They have something for everyone.
Yeah.
Their website is a treasure trove of information, advice, and inspiration.
It is.
And their commitment to empowering gardeners through personalized guidance and these innovative approaches.
I've been so impressed.
It's really commendable.
Yeah, with their dedication to helping people create these beautiful gardens and fostering that love of gardening in the next generation.
They're doing great work.
It's really not just about plants.
It's not.
It's about community, connection, sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm really excited to see what the future holds for Garden Advice.
Me too, especially with that new course coming up.
That new course on the horizon.
It's exciting to think about. They're always pushing the boundaries, finding new ways to make gardening more accessible and enjoyable and rewarding for everyone.
It's true. Okay, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
Into the world of Garden Advice. But before we go.
Yes.
I have a final thought-provoking question for you, our listeners.
Oh, I like it. Hit us with it.
Given the increasing interest in sustainable gardening,
yeah,
what innovative approaches do you think Garden Advice might introduce in their new 2025 course?
That's a great question to ponder.
It is. So as you head out into your own garden,
yes,
be sure to check out gardenadvice.co.uk for a deeper dive into their world of gardening expertise.
There's always something new to learn and discover.
Happy gardening, everyone. Wow, we've really unearthed a ton of great information from Garden Advice.
We have. It's clear they're a fantastic resource.
Yeah, for anyone who wants to create a beautiful and thriving garden, no matter what their skill level is.
Absolutely. So, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
let's try to distill those key takeaways.
Right. Make sure everyone walks away feeling empowered.
And inspired to tackle their own gardens.
Exactly. So where should we start?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest takeaways for me is just how invaluable expert guidance is.
It really is.
No matter what your skill level is, whether you're a beginner or you've been gardening for years.
Absolutely.
Garden Advice offers such a range of resources.
They do.
To support gardeners on every step of their journey.
Yeah, from those personalized services like My Garden Team to their structured learning experiences like the courses.
Exactly. There really is something for everyone.
And I love how they emphasize that it's like having a supportive community.
It is.
Of experienced gardeners, you know, cheering you on.
Yeah, helping you navigate the challenges and joys.
Because there are challenges, right?
Ooh, definitely.
And they really highlighted the importance of winter gardening.
Yes. That it's not a time to neglect our gardens.
It's a time to prepare.
It is. To prepare for a vibrant spring.
So we talked about protecting those plants.
Yes.
From the elements, starting seeds indoors.
Right.
Caring for our soil, pruning, training those climbers.
It may seem like small tasks.
Yeah.
But they're so important.
They lay the foundation for a thriving garden.
They do. And it's interesting because, you know, I used to think that winter was just the time to let the garden be.
Right. Just let it rest.
But now I see it as a chance to work in harmony with nature's cycles.
It's true.
To prepare the stage for a spectacular show come spring.
And, you know, as we nurture our gardens, we also nurture ourselves.
That's such a great point.
Right. Garden Advice reminded us that gardening is a journey.
It is.
You're learning and growth. There's always something new to discover, a technique to refine, a plant to fall in love with.
That's what keeps it so exciting.
It does. It takes the pressure off perfection.
It does.
Right.
Embrace the process, knowing that every mistake is a learning opportunity.
It's all about experimenting, exploring, and finding joy in that ever-changing beauty.
And as we discover those joys, we also connect with a wider community
right.
of passionate gardeners.
Yes. And Garden Advice does such a great job of fostering that sense of community.
They do, with things like that Young Gardeners Sunflower Competition.
It's brilliant.
It's not just about sharing knowledge.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating a shared love of gardening.
I was so impressed by their dedication to inspiring the next generation.
Me too.
It's a reminder that gardening is more than just a hobby.
It is.
It's a connection to nature.
Yeah.
A source of creativity.
And a way to contribute to a more sustainable world.
Absolutely. Speaking of sustainability,
yes.
I'm still thinking about that thought-provoking question we posed earlier.
Me too. What innovative approaches do you think they might introduce in their new 2025 course
yeah.
to further embrace sustainable practices?
I think it's an exciting question to ponder.
It is. As you head out into your own garden,
yeah.
think about it. Perhaps they'll delve deeper into water conservation techniques.
Right. Maybe explore the benefits of native planting.
Or even teach us how to harness the power of beneficial insects.
That would be amazing.
It would. To create a truly thriving ecosystem.
The possibilities are endless, and that's what makes gardening so fascinating.
It does. It's this blend of ancient wisdom, scientific knowledge, and creative innovation.
And with resources like Garden Advice, we're all empowered to create gardens that are not only beautiful, but also healthy, sustainable, and deeply rewarding.
So as you step into your own garden today,
yeah.
remember you're not alone. There's a wealth of knowledge and support available.
There is.
Embrace the process. Experiment with new ideas.
Yeah.
And find joy in every bud, every bloom, and every buzzing bee.
And don't forget to visit gardenadvice.co.uk for more inspiration and expert advice.
Happy gardening, everyone.
Happy gardening.